It's a sunny Sunday afternoon in the Harms Woods Forest Preserve, just north of Chicago, and about a dozen volunteers follow John Balaban deep into the forest.
What we're going to want to do is cut some of the buckthorns and hawthorns in this area to open it up to let a little of the sunshine in. So you'll need a saw, and you can cut down anything that has orange paint and throw it on the brush pile.
Earlier in the week, Balaban took orange paint and marked all the buckthorn he wanted cut down. To the untrained eye, buckthorn looks like other small trees, but it isn't native to these woods. John Balaban says buckthorn is one of the main threats to the forest's native trees and wildflowers.
It creates dense shade from April to October, and nothing eats it, so it multiplies rapidly, and it kills off all the native plants that we have.
After a morning of cutting buckthorn, this patch of woods is littered with stumps. Only the oaks and other healthy native trees still stand. Volunteer Paul Delinko says that within a year or two, this area will be thriving with native plants and wildflowers.
Where we clear an area, now that after a couple of years, it's just beautiful, nice and green. All kinds of wonderful wildflowers are growing. And we're restoring a new world that was hidden. Some of these plants apparently were dormant for years and years. And now they're exposed to some sunlight. All of a sudden, the seeds are germinating.
The goal is basically to help these natural communities heal themselves, bring themselves back to health.
Jane Balaban is helping to coordinate this restoration.
We believe that if you restore the natural process, the natural condition, the land will know how to take care of itself.
Besides cutting down harmful plants, conservationists also use fire to manage the forest. Before the area was settled in the early 1800s, fires started by lightning or Native Americans kept the land free of unwanted overgrowth. Those intentional burns stopped when settlers arrived. These restoration methods are commonly used nationwide and are endorsed by the National Park Service and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. But not everyone agrees that such active intervention is necessary or even healthy for the land. And now a small group of opponents is challenging their use in Chicago's forest preserves. Cindy Erickson sits on the Citizens Advisory Council that monitors restoration efforts.
What we need to do is get out of the way of nature, and it will recover on its own. And when it recovers, it'll reach a balance and a stability that we will never achieve by interfering. Every time we interfere, we create more problems, not less. And that's exactly what's going on here.
Erickson says that the character of the forest is being changed and that too many healthy trees are being killed in the name of restoration. Others agree. John Mendelson is a professor of environmental science at Governor State University. He says the forests have changed so much since pre-settlement days that trying to reintroduce native species is futile.
By this time, the forest is 150 years beyond that, and to go back to that pre-settlement condition by reintroducing fire is unrealistic. Or if it's not unrealistic, the amount of intrusive management that would be needed, or is needed in fact, doesn't justify it.
Instead, Mendelson says the plants and animals should be allowed to sort out which live and die naturally on their own. Last year, restoration opponents successfully lobbied local officials to put restoration efforts on hold. But after a six-month moratorium, restoration resumed, and now those opponents have filed two lawsuits in the hopes of putting a stop to it. They accuse the Forest Preserve District of cutting down valuable trees and failing to file an environmental impact statement. Both cases are still pending. Still, conservationists like Laurel Ross of the Illinois Nature Conservancy remain steadfast in their belief that forest restoration is beneficial and necessary. She says that we're developing and changing the landscape at such a fast rate that there's no choice but to take an active role in managing the land.
We learned the hard way that if you just buy land and set it aside, it does not accomplish the mission of conservation. The land needs stewardship. It needs caretaking in order for it to be conserved. Just setting aside and not putting a parking lot on it does not mean that the species of plants and animals will survive.
For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Steve Frankel in Chicago.